Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Greetings from London, where I've come to see old friends and revisit the wasteland. Of course, much of England is wasteland. The Industrial Revolution, born here in the 18th century, has left a landscape of sad factory towns and class resentment. British politics is a losing struggle against decay. The most recent prime minister lasted 26 days. But what I'm really talking about is a poem, The Wasteland by T.S. Eliot. It exploded onto the international literary scene 100 years ago this month. Poetry has never been the same. As you'll recall from high school, the Brits take their poets seriously, and few more so than Eliot. This year has been crowded with public readings, TV specials, festivals, conferences, new books devoted to him and this, his masterpiece. Oddly enough, Eliot was an American, born in St. Louis, educated at Harvard, transplanted to England only as an adult. He fell in with the Bloomsbury Group, a circle of scribblers that included Virginia Woolf, E.M. Forster, John Maynard Keynes, and Ezra Pound. It was Pound who encouraged Eliot to write The Wasteland and helped him cut it in half, thank heavens. The poem takes nearly half an hour to read and is difficult to summarize or even quote. It's full of literary and historical allusions, jazz-themed language, luscious descriptions, side trips into French, Greek, German, and Sanskrit. The Wasteland also fizzes with ideas, irony, wisdom, despair, and memorable phrases. Some, like April is the cruelest month, and A Handful of Dust, have inspired book and movie titles. You can see Eliot's influence in F. Scott Fitzgerald's The Great Gatsby and the lyrics of some rap songs. What's The Wasteland about? Oh, time, anxiety, self-doubt, the fall of civilizations. Eliot was writing as his adopted country, exhausted and disillusioned by World War I, was dreading what would come next. That sense of doom is especially apt today. Climate change and the rebirth of extremism are upsetting our own certainties, blighting our hopes. Poets are the canaries in the world historical coal mine, the mirrors that reflect humankind's unspoken fears. Our world is becoming a new wasteland, literally. We could use another T.S. Eliot. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.